561-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join in the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues. We always look forward to your comments, your questions, your insights in relationship to the subject or the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today perilous times. And for your edification, that's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Talks about perilous times in the last days. We're in the last days, and the word perilous simply means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly, devastating, and we're living in those dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, deadly times today. So perilous times not shall come, and I'm not trying to modify the scripture. Perilous times are here. They're present. They have come. They are with us today. And we'll be talking about some of the indications of the perilous times that we see taking place in America and around the world even today. So let me encourage you. We'll have a brief monologue. After the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. You're invited to dial 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We always look forward to your discussion of the issue. And as we face the issues, let me remind us once again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of my thoughts or feelings. It's not a matter of my impressions or some philosophical rhetoric, a denominational dogma. It's our issues as we face them. We face them based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word has the final authority on what we say, see, or discuss, or that we feel or think. God's Word has the final authority. God's Word has already given us history pre-written. We know what's going to happen. We may not know precisely the date and the time that it will happen, but we know what's happening. In fact, as I've told people many, many times, if you're reading a mystery novel, if you're a wise reader, you read the basic introduction of the first chapter, then you turn over in the back of the book and read the last chapter. It's what you call whodunit. You'll find out who the culprits were and the end result. Well, as I've used the illustration, I've read the last chapter in the book. I've read the last book in the Bible. I've read the scripture, and I know where we're headed as a nation, the world, and we are in those perilous times. So as we face the issues based on the authority of the scripture, may I say to you, it's the truth book. John 8:31-32, as the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Now, there are a lot of folks that will misquote that text, and they will say just a portion of the text, the truth shall make you free. Yes, but there is a prerequisite. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. In other words, the indication of a true disciple is staying in the Word of God. And ye shall know the truth. The truth comes from the Word of God. And the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaration made, a declaratory statement, as I call it. thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, according to Psalms 117, verse 2, that endures forever. That is, it never changes. It never is diluted. It never is in any way reduced to nothing. The truth of God's word endures forever. We find the secularist George Orwell in the dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made an insightful statement. Orwell said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factual today. We find today there's a revulsion for truth, a rejection of truth, a resentment of truth, a refusal to hear truth in most cases. In fact, we find with the younger generation today, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, may I say again, a half-truth is a whole lie, and yet we find that being bounded about today as though it is truth. A good example comes to my mind. 42,000 hours, clock hours, of video footage in the Capitol Rotunda, the Capitol hallways of the January the 6th so-called insurrection, just now being released. Our new Speaker of the House has said he's releasing all of it to the public. And the more we find of that, the more we see that the January 6th Commission, as it was called, simply fabricated truth. They took parts of the video footage, just a few hours out of the 42,000 hours, and spliced them, cut out sound, cut out portions, and gave a half-truth of the events of January the 6th. I find it egregious when that has taken place, and to find out at a bare minimum, some 41, perhaps more, CIA, FBI, how would you say, thugs with badges, putting on MAGA hats, pretending to be a part of the Trump entourage to make it look as though Trump was guilty. He's being tried for that today. But ladies and gentlemen, it's all based on a half-truth, which is a whole lie. We need to go back to the truth. I always like to go back and quote the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge. My challenge is that conservatives, Christians, and patriots be the watchmen on the wall, as is found in Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33 talks about the one that's willing to risk his life to warn of danger ahead, to warn of the dangers facing those that are moving forward. And that's what we attempt to do in this broadcast each and every day, as the watchman on the wall, as the one warning, danger, danger, danger ahead. May I say to you that we do so based on truth, seeking truth, learning truth, listening to the truth, love truth, telling it, living it, and being willing to defend it even to death. So my challenge to you each and every day, as a patriot, as conservatives, as Christians, that we defend the truth, be willing to stand for truth. It's not popular. It's not going to get the applause of man, generally speaking, but it will get the applause of God. And my view of the Bible, my view of the scripture is that we need to seek the applause of God, seek the approval of God, not a man. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. You're invited. Drop by Tools for a Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsforTime.com. ToolsforTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're interested in and inviting your dialogue and discussion where we talk about perilous times. Do you see, let me postulate a question. Do you see that we're living in difficult days? What do you think? How do you identify difficult times, difficult days? I know we're living in a state of urgency in America. We're living in a position of indecision. We're living in a state and a position of chaos, confusion, and calamity. We have the Biden administration. It's saying that we have inflation at about 6-7%, when the real percentage of inflation is about 18%. Just noticed last evening on one of the national television broadcast of news that in New York City, a McDonald's Big Mac with the soda and French fries runs about $16. $16 for a Big Mac meal. Now, that's inflation. We live in an era when we're finding right is called wrong. Wrong is called right. We're living in an era where it seems as though Christians, conservatives, and patriots are viewed as being the enemy. We'll talk about that on this broadcast today. But I want to hear your thoughts, your insight. What do you feel? 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, when we see Christians and conservatives and patriots, and as we see them today, as we watch what is taking place in our nation today, we witness the political community and law enforcement, all branches of law enforcement, especially from the federal level, simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, that the Christians and the conservatives are pretty much the blame for the strife and the chaos in our cities and our communities. I don't know about you, but it's scary to hear a CIA director, former CIA director, that calls patriots, patriotic Americans, terrorists. You heard me right. Looking at the headline, dated November the 24th, former CIA director, patriotic Americans are actually the terrorists. One side of the article reads, one side of the social media image shows a woman holding a flag and a Bible and a gun. The other shows a jihadist holding a rifle and a Quran. And a former governmental official, Michael Hayden, a veteran of the CIA operations and more, says there's no difference in the two. Further in the article, it states, it's just the latest statement that falls into the extreme category by the former CIA Chief Hayden amidst his unhinged behavior and violent rhetoric against American citizens today. The Twitter, now called X, an X post shows a picture of a woman holding an American flag, a Bible, and a gun next to a picture of a terrorist holding a Quran and a gun. The post asked the question, what's the difference? The former CIA Director Hayden responds, "There's no difference at all." End quote. Further, the statement is in the article. That's right. A former Attorney General in the United States military and the man who leads the CIA thinks Christian grandmothers who love America and embrace the Constitution, given right to bear arms, are the same as terrorists who actively seek to murder civilians, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the truth of the Word of God in Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult for any people. That's what we find taking place today. In fact, in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And as we'll talk about further in this broadcast today, we find that fewer and fewer Americans, fewer and fewer Christians, conservatives and patriots, have any sense of hope for America and the future of America. In fact, their sense of America and its promise for the future, the percentages have diminished dramatically just in the past 1 year in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns us of these things. The Bible warns us that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And that's exactly where we are today. We're in the perilous times in our nation today. And I pray that you understand that. I pray that we recognize that. I pray that we understand what perilous means so that we can identify what is taking place. In fact, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, I'll read a verse or two. "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form, that is a look, outward show, of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." It's a pretty powerful statement. We find that's taking place today. We find the scenario in America today is a hatred for God, a dislike for the Word of God, a hatred for the family, a hatred for America. And we find the those that are the socialist Marxist professors in our colleges and universities that's training our kids to hate God, to hate their families, to hate the Word of God, and to hate America. But yet we're finding in those same institutions, the sciences, the math, and the English, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the students are failing dismally on every level of academia. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the perilous times. We're watching the perilous days. Government coming against churches, feeding the poor. That falls into the category of what I would call perilous times. By the way, a telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? Do you believe we're in the last of the last days? Do you believe it's perilous times? What do you see that you would put into the category of perilous times? The word perilous in the scripture meaning dark, devastating, dangerous, deadly, difficult. Those are the days in which we're living. Headline, U.S. Justice Department takes surprising action with church plans to feed the hungry. The Department of Justice has issued a statement of interest in a fight. Hear me. This article says a fight, it's dated November the 26th, a fight going on in the state of Oregon between a church whose members want to give food to their community members and a city that wants to restrict that activity. Quote, "Many churches and faith-based organizations across the country are on the front lines serving the critical needs of people experiencing hunger and homelessness. Discriminatory zoning restrictions that burden and limit religious organizations of the use of their land violates the federal anti-discrimination laws. The fight is raging in U.S. District Court over the decision by the city of Brookings to restrict the activities of St. Timothy's Church. the church has sued, claiming the city imposed a substantial burden on its religious services with an ordinance that bans the church from serving free meals to people in need more than 2 days per week. Ladies and gentlemen, don't know about your calculation of that. That falls under the realm of perilous times. Who would have ever dreamed, who would have thought in years gone by that a governmental agency, city government, city council, state or federal government would jump into the fray and say that a church cannot feed the hungry? Well, shouldn't be hard to believe, shouldn't be hard to recognize when we've just gone through a period of time when the same governments, the same officials, the same authorities, the same counties, the same cities and states forced churches to close. State of California, Oregon, the West Coast, we call it the Left Coast, being the most harsh, next to the East Coast, being the most harsh against churches, forcing them to close down and not even have parking lot services in some of the states. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about perilous times. We're talking about the last days in which we're living. Listen, I'm not saying this is doom and gloomist. I'm not talking about this as a macabre statement or approach to take to what was happening, but I'm just being factual based on the authority of the scripture. I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots wake up, smell the coffee, recognize what is happening, and hopefully it will cause a transition in thought and activity. It will cause somehow, some way, a turning about, a turning around, a changing of mind of where we're headed as a once great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, you realize in New York City, New York State, listen carefully and then we'll take our caller. In New York City, the government can seize citizens, listen, can seize citizens, that is to arrest them, take them out of their place of abode, can seize citizens, place them in quarantine, put them in isolation with no, listen, with no due process, putting the state in full charge of the liberty and the freedom of individuals. I don't know about you, but I don't know of anything any more egregious than reading this article. It's a massive article, dated November the 27th. I'll just read the headline and a few brief statements, then we'll take our caller. Headline reads, court allows state to seize citizens for an indefinite period of time, quarantine and isolate them. Due process no more. The pandemic might be over, this article reads, but the plague of government overreach looks more permanent all the time. That's the lesson out of a recent ruling by the New York State Appeals Court that effectively upheld the right of the state officials to arbitrarily seize and detain pretty much any person they deem necessary. And of course, it's at the same time for public safety, of course. On November the 17th, according to the ruling by the Albany Times, the Empire State's Fourth Judicial Department overruled a lower court ruling that invalidated the state's health department, Rule 2.13, that spelled out the powers of officials to control the spread of communicable disease. The law could conceivably grant the commissioner the power to force anyone into isolation or quarantine despite a lack of any evidence that a person is infected with COVID-19 or any other pathogen. Involuntary detention is a severe deprivation of individuals' liberty, far more egregious than other health measures such as requiring mask wearing or certain venues, according to this writer. Involuntary quarantine may have far-reaching consequences such as the loss of income, the loss of employment, and isolation from one's family. The regulation was adopted in February 2022 under the administration of Governor Kathy Hochul, an elected official, and with such little regard for freedom of speech that she literally told her state's conservatives, listen, she told all the conservatives in the state, you should just leave and move elsewhere. Ladies and gentlemen, the courts decided that law can stand. So as it stands now, in the state of New York, they can seize you, quarantine you, isolate you for an indefinite period of time, and you have no right of a hearing or an appeal. You're in the hands of, you're a Ponzi in the hands of the state officials. Not all about you, but that is the epitome of perilous times. That is devastating, that is dark, that is dangerous, and that, you listen, that mindset will sweep America. When? Just as soon as we have the announcement by the World Health Organization of a national climate health emergency. That's on the fast track. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question. Comment, please.
Hello.
Good morning. Guy. Good morning. I hope you're well.
Good morning. Yes, I hope you didn't eat too much turkey.
No, I didn't, but I had enough.
Okay, I got like about three questions, if you don't mind.
Real quick.
Real quick. Number one, the FBI and the CIA say that it's a lot of sales over here now. But that's because of Biden. And number two, okay, I remember, I think it was in Chicago, that they're taking the seniors out and putting the illegal immigrants into their home. I mean, not their homes, but senior places.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I think what we're going through right now with the LGBTQ, XYZ, or whatever, and killing the babies, God is judging us right now, I think.
Kenneth, you're exactly right, brother. We're watching, I believe, the judgment hand of God falling on America. And the more we see of what is believed to be acceptable by society, the more we see the movement of God in judging us for what we're doing as a nation. Who would have ever thought, Kenneth, that a state governor, even in a blue state like New York, that there would be the mindset that the government should have the authority to seize you, to isolate you, to quarantine you, to put you in some institution without any hearing, without any trial, without any determination that you're guilty of anything. But it's all predicated on the COVID-19 plandemic with the lie that was built on, the fear that was built on a lie, and now they want to carry that forward. And the courts, the appeal courts in New York, just approved it as being authoritative to move forward with it. Who would have ever thought that would be possible in America? Who would have ever thought that we'd have the thugs with badges that could come into your house and take you against your will? And that's why, this is the reason I say that we're living in absolute perilous times, chaos, confusion, calamity, darkness, devastation, that I've never seen in my lifetime. And I'm still under 100 years old, and I believe that we're watching today the mindset. I'm looking at a headline from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ. Says the FBI will crush you, the government will crush you and your family. That's a statement from an FBI whistleblower that's now behind the scenes working with Jay Sekulow to try to get things made right in America, where the federal government is, the deep state is trying to destroy our nation and take away our freedoms and our liberties. Kenneth, the answer to that, what you're saying, and you're spot on. The answer to it is, it's time that we as Americans, it's time that we as Christians, it's time that we as conservatives and patriots turn back to God, confess our sins, seek God's face, and ask God to heal our land. That's the only hope we have. Outside of that, there's no hope for the survival of America. We need to recognize that. And there's a need, Kenneth, for us to, as I've said so often on this broadcast, keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a serious subject. It is a eschatological prophetic text where it says perilous times shall come. We're living in those perilous times. We're living in those days of darkness and devastation and difficulty as never before. And I think it's time that we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots recognize it and turn back to God. There needs to be a revival in our nation. There needs to be a turning back to God. But what we're watching, rather than that, is a falling away, an apostasy, where people are leaving the church. Churches are closing across America. There needs to be a revival and a turning back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back to continue our Facing the Issues today.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more,